This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Score this one for the simpler is better crowd. The topic is Obamacare, the start of which draws closer every single day. The administration said today the form that you have to fill out to buy insurance on one of those new online health insurance exchanges has been sliced from 21 pages down to 3. The idea, of course, is to make it as easy as possible for people to sign up because, number one, it's the law, and number two, if not everybody signs up, then it's not going to work. But if, or maybe when, all else fails, there is punishment, too, a penalty of anywhere from $95 up to 1% of your income, whichever is more, which doesn't really seem like much of an incentive when insurance can cost thousands of dollars. But Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the health desk at WHYY, even a wimpy penalty like that one might work better than you think.
There are lots of penalties in life, like jail in the NFL.
Face mask number 32, 5 yards.
And one we can all relate to.
Come on, man. I was only in there 2 minutes. Don't give me a ticket. Come on.
And they're all pretty effective. But the individual penalty under the Affordable Care Act, the 1% of your income or about $400 on a $40,000 a year salary, behavioral economists say it's a problem.
It sounds very small.
Just too small.
Small.
Too small to change anyone's mind.
Yes, I mean, $95. That's a full tank of gas for an SUV here in Texas.
Now, it must be said, the Obama administration isn't counting on the penalty to move the masses. It believes people will buy insurance because they need it. And for many, the government will help them pay for it. The penalty? It's kind of a backup motivator. And University of Pennsylvania behavioral economist Kevin Volpe says it can work.
Yeah, the basic phenomenon is called loss aversion. Sorry, I'm trying to avoid using any jargon here.
Here's the point. Say you bought a house for $200,000. Now it's on the market and someone offers you $199,500. No deal.
People will often cling to that initial purchase price and insist that they will not sell for a penny less, even if they've moved out of the house and it's costing them $1,000 a month to hold on to the house.
Even if it's the $5 you lost in the college basketball pool. It's the losing, Volpe says, not the loss that matters. Another thing about the penalty, if you don't buy insurance, it's a reminder you're not following the rules.
Americans are a very law-abiding people.
MIT economist John Gruber.
For example, people don't cheat nearly as much in their taxes as they should, and not as they should in a moral sense, but what would be financially optimal for them. If people think it's the law to do something, they by and large do it.
Starting next year, you'll be asked about health insurance when you file your taxes. Duke University behavioral scientist Peter Ubel is betting that'll have an effect.
There will be a reckoning. We have to tell them whether we have insurance or not. And if we don't have it, that might really feel bad and be enough to change your mind about what you want to do next year.
Plenty of people don't have the luxury to give in to subtle psychological cues and nudges. Take 31-year-old Liana Gray, a massage therapist in upstate New York. She's run the numbers. Gray could pay the one-time $400 penalty or buy subsidized insurance for about $315 a month.
That is like border of what I was considering acceptable. You know, I don't have health problems, so it's like a gamble that I'm choosing.
It's a gamble the government estimates roughly 6 million Americans will take and pay the fine. But behavioral economists think there's still something that could move the holdouts. Good old-fashioned peer pressure.
We've got it.
Got what? Health insurance. Massachusetts.
That ad ran during Boston Red Sox games at Fenway in 2007 as Massachusetts rolled out health care reform. MIT's John Gruber says you're sending a social signal. This is what's coming. It's inevitable.
We said you got to have health insurance. We didn't mention or you have to pay a penalty. Basically, people felt, gee, this is the new thing to do to get health insurance. The state wants me to get it. They've passed a law saying I should get it. I'm going to go get it.
And you know what? The plan helped. Estimates say a majority of the uninsured signed up for coverage within a year and a half of the bill passing. But not every state's going to play ball.
Ads at the Astros game are not going to work.
Vivian Ho teaches economics at Rice University in Houston.
There are some people, particularly here in Texas, who have a visceral hatred towards Obamacare, as they refer to it.
Ho thinks many will simply refuse to pay. In fact, paying the penalty will be a point of pride. But pride's going to get more expensive. By 2016, the penalty ratchets up to 2.5% of your income. Ho says high enough for people to feel the pinch. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.